now around 1945. William has completed grade school, turned down a chance for an education, opting to help feed his family, and even served his homeland in the National Guard. So an uncle asks Bill if he would like to see the city of Boston in America. Imagine the dilemma over whether or not to go to the United States of America for free. Let me think it over. Enter his first romance, Mary Rowe, and a career as an electrician.
In 1945, my Uncle Eric had to come to Boston to have a surgical operation, and he asked me if I wanted to come with him. Of course, I said yes. And we came up to New York, which was big time for me. Stayed there for a week or so, and then moved on down to Boston, where he had to wait another week or so before he was scheduled for surgery. And this is where I met my first true love, with some girl that lived across the street from my uncle's, other uncle's, where we were staying. And, but I believe her name was Mary Rowe. I'm not sure anymore. Anyhow, I stayed there for 6 weeks, and this affair got pretty serious, inasmuch that she was going to follow whenever I went back. She would come down later and so on and so forth. Well, he finally got the operation, and we left and went back, but nothing materialized out of it. Economically, things weren't too good then, so it was kind of out of my reach to even think about something like that. So that ended my big first romance, I guess you'd call it. In the meantime, we went out of the restaurant business, and I got a job with the electric light company, trained to be an electrician. And that's how I got started in what I did after that all my life. The connection was my Aunt Sarah's brother was the head of a department there. So there was no problem to get me in and start me out. So that's where my electrical stuff all started.